Hey, today we have a guest joining us in studio, John Paul with the Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association, and with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Good to have a chance to visit with you, Jim, and we're real happy to talk about our golf outings. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about cars, houses, crop hail, any of that kind of stuff. We're going to bypass all of that, and we'll get on to some good fundraising stuff. Earlier this summer, back in June, you held the 30th annual golf benefit, 30 of them. You probably didn't think you were going to get there when you started.
Well, when I started in management at Western Iowa Mutual Insurance, which was then Pottawatomie Mutual, they were against having a golf outing of any kind, and this was led by IMT back at that time, and when they dropped out, we continued with it. It's been a great 30 years. The first 3 years were not at Nishna Hills, and the last 27 right here at Nishna Hills and Atlantic, and a great course, great management, great people, and we're still excited to continue this on, Jim.
Well, and great participation. It looks like over the years you've had an awful lot of fire departments represented.
Well, we like to spread that out, Atlantic being the home course, so to speak. We get a few more teams. There's at least five teams from Atlantic that participate each year, but we draw in 18 to 22 different fire departments that are represented. Getting ahead of myself, the $300 entry fee that we have per team, that team gets to designate which fire department that money goes back to. So that $300 entry fee goes back after the tournament directly to that fire department. And it's been a great public relations for us and for the teams that are playing, sponsoring, and giving the money back.
Well, it's interesting to look at how things have grown, and they really have, almost without exception, the numbers have grown year by year by year with regard to the amount of money raised through the tournament. About $2,000 the first time around, all the way up to a much larger amount this time around.
Well, we were kind of starting off with it, and we 30 years ago, we were not sure how it would go over, and we didn't charge much for an entry fee, and we didn't have very many teams that were sponsored or tied into, and we've raised the entry fee a couple of times over the years, but we are right at capacity each year here for our tournament, which would be 36 teams. We like to put no more than two foursomes on each hole, and they kind of play head-to-head. And a lot of fellowship out there and a lot of good rivalry.
Well, and you get some guys, like any tournament, guys that are serious. They want to come in, they want to play well, put together a good team. You get some guys who are members of a fire department in the area who that might be the only time all year they play golf.
Well, it's it gets a little haphazard. You hear the word four yelled out an awful lot out there, and a little ducking activity that takes place. But the range of golfers is incredible, and we try to, in advance, put the serious golfers together head-to-head, and those that maybe might be a little louder, might be a little rougher possibly with the language, or maybe a few too many beers out there. We don't want to hold things up, but we try to cater to where they match up, to where it's a good day for everybody.
Well, the golf is kind of secondary to everything else that we have going on, a little friendship and camaraderie. Of course, you're trying to raise some money for a good cause there as well. And when I look at the I looked at the list here that you handed me of fire departments who have benefited financially from this over the 30 years. There are 3.5 pages. The list is 3.5 pages long of fire departments who in some way have financially benefited from this over time.
Well, again, not just for the golf outing, but considering the original donations, annual donations, fire run donations, and our golf benefit, not counting 2018, we're pushing that $750,000 just for that. And if you take a look at what we're doing just individually for the golf outing, that's at about $265,000. So again, the fire departments the members that are out there, they're giving up time from family and job for the training. And when something happens and they need to make that fire run, they need to be trained, they need to be able and ready, and they need some funds in order to purchase equipment and stay ahead of the game and what they need.
Well, and I'm sure that you probably insure some of that equipment and some of these departments too. You understand firsthand the need for extra funds. It never ends. There are a lot of regulations that these folks have to work with, a lot of training, a lot of equipment. It's not getting cheaper.
It is not. And again, our shout out to all of the EMTs, firefighters, fire departments. Most of them are volunteer fire departments. A few that have staff that are paid people, but again, just an incredible job and training, and it's kind of a love of their life to get out there and get that training and hope that they don't have to do anything. But when that takes place and they're protecting property, having the knowledge of where to be, what to do, how to protect each other, and the new technology that's out there for detecting where the hot spots are and how to get in and safely put the fire out or stay back at a distance and protect other property. Those are tough calls that they have to make.
Well, and there's kind of a brotherhood, sisterhood, depending upon what gender the firefighters happen to be. We've got a lot of ladies out there that are firefighters these days, too, and EMTs and things. But there seems to be a lot of that camaraderie and a little bit of rivalry maybe between departments. But for the most part, they sympathize. They understand what they each are going through. And there's a connection there.
There certainly is. And again, most calls that come in through 911 for a fire department to come out, they have mutual aid to come in for support from another fire department. And so when they're out there on the spot, they're able to have somebody that's maybe transporting and bringing in the water that's allowing a break for some of the firemen to allow to get rested, to redo their oxygen, their tanks, and so forth. So, yes, there's a friendly rivalry and what they do and who's got the best equipment and who's got the best team that's out there. But ultimately, they're working together, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah, we can ask the folks up in Exira. They'll give you a recent example of how much camaraderie there is and how much help there is between fire departments when they had that devastating fire in their downtown area.
Yes, again, just incredible, Jim. The fire department's an on-call, and the number of hours in a particular fire like that they have to stay there, and again, they're giving up their day job, they're giving up family, they're giving up a lot of other things, and even possibly jeopardizing themselves as far as the smoke, their health, the exhaustion, those things that take place, they've got to take care of themselves also.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, getting on $250,000 raised through the golf outings over the years and getting close to $750,000 in donations that have gone out to these fire departments over the years in total. It's no wonder they keep coming back to participate.
Well, again, it's a great cause. We've got our name out there, and we target that last Monday in June of each year, and we start a 8:30 shotgun start, and we usually finish up in that 2 o'clock time frame. So what we do is just you're here this year, you got an invite for next year, we'll send out the information for you, but we try to keep it as simple as possible and keep everybody coming back.
Well, I see it looks like, if I counted correctly, about 20 fire departments participating in the event this year. You got fire departments that are like, well, Atlantic, Glenwood, a little bit larger. Then you've got some smaller ones, the Marnies, the Pisgahs, and everything in between.
Well, even our local fire department in Henderson, a community of less than 200 people, which is close to where we live and reside. And again, they all need some additional funds coming through, and this is just a great route to go. And sometimes we do have openings, Jim, and so if there's somebody that's thinking ahead to last Monday in June of 2019, wants to give me a call just to check to see if there's some availability and some interest, we'd take calls like that all day long.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate all that you do, because we all really appreciate the hard work and the fact that the fire departments are there for us and ready to respond. That garden hose doesn't make the job any easier when the time comes around, so we need those guys and gals to come out and help us in our time of need. So we appreciate any assistance that they get. Thank you so much.
Always good to be here, and thanks again, Jim, for the sponsorship and for the time.